Will Young, one more time. All right, we have had five extraordinary stories this morning, and just one remains, our final gold winner. Exactly. I know you're tiring a bit, but don't worry. Keep it up. Ten more minutes to go. So we have our gold winner in the 10 to 13 category. To do the honours, please welcome a star of one of the highest grossing children's movies of all time. The voice of the mighty Lion King. Please put your paws together for Jeremy Irons. Good morning, Jeremy. Hello.
How are you?
Very well, how are you?
I'm very good. I can't believe Will can sing that early in the morning. It's amazing.
I think he's going to sing again, and he's here rehearsing all day today. Thanks so much for being with us this morning. What is your usual Friday morning routine? Are you an early rise?
No, I'm not an early rise. I'm not good in the morning.
I didn't think you would be somehow.
But when I do, I always think this is wonderful. I miss this every day. It's wonderful. Early morning.
You should make more of it.
I know I should.
Yeah, every day, every morning. Yeah, somebody.
You know, Mrs. Irons, it's difficult to leave the bed.
Right, okay. Another creaky suit of armour talcum powder moment here. They like these final two readers of us. They're so naughty at the palace. All right, so, Jeremy, thanks so much for saying yes to this.
A huge pleasure. I think this is such a wonderful initiative. I mean, people writing, putting pens to paper or fingers to computers, whatever, to write these stories. It's wonderful. It's wonderful. It's what we as actors, we feed on, because we need stories. I want stories to read, and I want stories to act and to turn into films, turn into plays. It's really a fantastic initiative, and I would congratulate everybody who's worked so hard over this year to get it together. It's fantastic.
All right, let's have a round of applause for the team who you never meet, by the way. Led by Vicky. Vicky, give us a wave. The last 12 months of her life here, today, at 9:30 this morning, she'll finally remember what it's like to breathe again. Well done, Vicky. Okay, can we have our final winner, please, Joe?
I can reveal that the Gold Award winning story for the 10 to 13 age category is It's a Wide World by Amabel Smith.
In the 10 to 13 category, and just before we start, just tell everybody how old you are.
10.
10 years old, ladies and gentlemen. The gold, that's got to be worth a cheer, hasn't it? Annabelle. The judges don't take age into account. Hers was just the best story. And listen, you were here with us as a 5 to 9-year-old. Well, not here, in hay, in a muddy field. How does this compare? I mean, it was great last year as well, wasn't it?
But I think it's just amazing, like, being in a palace instead of, like, being at the hay festival, but that was good as well.
We all think it's amazing being in a palace. Listen, tell us a little bit about your story, and just to be clear, I know there's running in it, and you didn't win just because Chris had just run the marathon when the judges met. You won because it is amazing. Where did you get the idea from?
Well, I thought, well, the election's coming up and there's new government and there's, like, loads of parties telling the things, and I thought, well, what happens if it's not, like, a good sort of, like, thing they're going to do? So I thought, well, what if the government want more power over people, so they want to stop people, like, going out and keep them in the houses so it's easier to look after them and stuff.
Let's quickly have a word with my mum. You must be so proud.
I am extremely proud at this moment. She worked so hard on that story, and she absolutely deserves it.
You must have been blown away when you first saw it. Or is she always coming up with stuff like this?
She writes a lot, but she particularly worked hard on this story. When I read it, I just thought that could happen. That is the future. And it was so visionary. It blew me away.
Well, listen, ladies and gentlemen, I promise you, this is going to be great. Annabelle, sit down, breathe, enjoy it. Here is Jeremy Irons reading Annabelle's It's a Wide World.
Midnight. I look out of my grimy window onto darkness. The fog has lifted, and I know that this is my time. I slip on a pair of battered old trainers passed down through generations. They're full of holes and too small, but I don't care. I open our giant front door and breathe in the glorious fresh air. I run and the adrenaline hits me. Sweat trickles down my face. I know I should turn back, but this is my guilty secret. I sprint directionless through damp meadows, grass up to my waist, as no human has set foot here in decades. If anyone knew, I'd be arrested. I race home, exhilarated. No one has seen me, as no one ever leaves their computerized houses anymore. Everyone is overweight and terrified of stepping outside the world of the internet. The government uses weight to control society like puppeteers pulling the strings of their obese, obedient dolls. Everyone except me. No one has ever seen me sprinting through the fields because no one ever looks past their screens. But tonight, I feel like someone is watching me. Jonathan sat in the middle of his lifeless bedroom with his laptop on his knees. His face was pale and dark circles sat beneath his eyes. Once again, he was up late, hacking into the government satellite. A triumphant smile stretched across his face. He scrolled over England and zoomed in on his local area, feeling like he had a VIP pass to everyone's lives. Their soulless faces locked onto computer screens made him feel miserable. Jonathan needed some excitement. He decided to shift to the countryside, remembering with trepidation the frightening stories he'd read online about this mysterious place. His speakers began to play a relaxing sound, the wind in the trees. He was drifting off to sleep when he saw a movement and jolted. A figure moving swiftly, tall and thin like a character from one of those vintage DS games. A ghost? No. A living, breathing, running girl. Jonathan watched, fascinated. He began to want this strange world of freedom and movement. He felt his heart thud against his chest. He felt the muscles in his legs ache. He knew he should report her, but he'd be arrested for hacking into their satellite. His mind repeated the words he sees every morning when he logs on to school. The government looks after you. Trust the government. His conscience fought with his instincts. He trusted the government, but now they seem to have become evil. The report button was just a couple of centimeters from his little finger. If he pressed it, her freedom would disappear, along with his laptop. When I arrive home from my run, I'm exhausted. I flop onto my bed and breathe sighs of relief, just like I always do when I make it back home and know I've not been spotted. I log onto my laptop to find one new email. It reads, "You need new trainers."
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Jeremy. Amabel, come up and get your prize, your Royal Highness, if you don't mind taking to the stage again. Off you go, sweetheart. What an amazing end to a story that was, as we also come to the end of our medal winners. Amabel Smith was a finalist with us in 2014. Today, she's proof that perseverance really does pay off. Keep that applause going. Come on, while the photographs are being taken. Thank you so, so much. She's, Amabel's in tears! Oh.